every 2 weeks, 60 young men embark on the longest, most grueling military training regime in the world. This is Limpstone, the one base that trains every member of the Navy's elite fighting force. The glaciers of the Peruvian Andes. Here, glacial melt water tumbles down the mountainsides, the start of a 4,000-mile journey to the sea. On lower slopes, where the humid air from below meets the cold mountain atmosphere, cloud forests thrive, shrouded in mist. Across the nation, our homes are too small, too dark, and don't fit our needs. So we've handpicked a team of experts to transform ordinary people's homes. From bold changes to stunning interior ideas and finishing touches, together we'll expand the micro-budget ideas to show you what's possible in any home and on any budget. Broadmoor, a word that makes people shiver. Most think of Broadmoor as a prison. In fact, it's a high-security psychiatric hospital and home to some of the country's most dangerous and violent offenders. After 5 years of negotiation and for the very first time, the hospital has allowed cameras in to meet the men who live behind these walls. Imagine that you have to break someone's arm. Right or left, it doesn't matter. The point is that you have to break it. If you don't, well, that doesn't matter either. Let's just say bad things will happen if you don't. Now, my question goes like this. Do you break the arm quickly? Snap, oops, sorry. Let me help you out that improvised splint. Or do you drag the whole business out for a good 8 minutes? Over the next month, the recruits of 178 face their first pass or fail test. They're not mentally or physically up for it. People will have to leave the troop. One of the troop identified as struggling is Ricky Marks. At 30, Marks is 10 years older than most recruits. Temperature of the room dropped fast. Ice formed on the curtains and crusted thickly around the lights in the ceiling. The glowing filaments in each bulb shrank and dimmed, while the candles that sprang from every available surface like a colony of toadstools had their wicks snuffed out. Even without my Roderick problems, my summer was pretty lousy. Our family didn't go anywhere or do anything fun. And that's Dad's fault. Dad made me join the swim team again, and he wanted to make sure I didn't miss any of the meets this year. Dad's got this idea that I'm destined to be a great swimmer or something. So that's why he makes me join the team every year.